Welcome back, Tribe. I want to hear from Every Man Has a Story. Why are older men staying single? Let's hear it.
Hello, guys. Welcome back to the channel. I've been getting a lot of emails from guys who talking about relationships, especially men back in America, my home country. And they're saying, Mark, you know, I'm sure it's all nice and everything over there, and the Filipinas look like really sweet girls, but you know what? I'm fine being single. I don't want to be in any more relationships. I'm settled in my life, and I've given up on the whole idea of dating or going out with anybody. And there's different reasons behind that. I mean, some of them went through very painful divorces where they lost, you know, their house and big part of their pension, and it just left a big bad taste in their mouth, the whole idea of marriage and a relationship. And then also, depending on where you live, if you live in like a small town in Indiana, there just might not be much of a selection. You know, there's just, you know, no women that these guys are attracted to, or they're attracted to women that are outside of their scope of, you know, possibilities, you know, women that wouldn't be interested in them anyways. And so they go to, you know, to Walmart, and they see these women that are their age that are 40, 50 pounds overweight, and they're wearing sweatpants, and they got tattoos, and they just like say, you know, forget about it. I'd be happier just being alone by myself. And also, you know, sometimes they find women, you know, in general, kind of intimidating, especially American women, because they can be a bit aggressive and kind of to the point. They're kind of blunt when it comes out to things, you know, saying what they feel. And, you know, guys, you know, we're not, you know, wilting flowers or anything, but we know we've got feelings too. And when a woman comes out and says something negative about you, you know, or insults you, or, you know, is very opinionated, it can turn a guy off, you know, really quick. And then, of course, you know, there's the old thing, you know, the baggies that these women have. Like, if you're dating women within your age range, say, you know, I'm talking men 50 and up, they've got kids usually, teenagers, and the teenagers don't want nothing to do with you. And if, let's say, you ended up living together in the same household, you know, these kids aren't going to listen to you. They're going to do whatever they want unless they want money from you. And, you know, that can be kind of, you know, a weird situation, having these, you know, soon to be adult kids, you know, underfoot and basically kind of looking at you like, who the hell are you in our house? And we don't do it that way and all that stuff. And then a lot of these women have a lot of debt too. They got credit card debt, they got car loans, you know, and you don't find that out until you're deep into the relationship. And another thing is just, you know, low sex drive. A lot of these guys just, you know, they've lost interest in sex. You know, when you're old, when you're younger, you're in your 20s, 30s even, you know, that's all you can think about is, you know, it's sex is on your mind all the time. Plus, it's being thrown in your face on TV and movies and advertising. But once you get to be a certain age, you know, it just doesn't mean that much to you. It's nice, you know, and some guys enjoy it, but they say, you know, I don't really need it, especially if it's not it was someone who you're really not that attracted to anyway. And so that's part of it. Now, that can be fixed with TRT injections. I mean, a lot of guys I know, myself included, have done that, and it does make a difference. And then, of course, you know, guys just say, you know, I'm happy to just stay home and watch TV. I was married for 25 or 30 years, and I was miserable. And now I can just sit home, watch TV, watch the shows I want, go to bed when I want, take a nap when I want, and do what I want to do. And I'm totally content, and I don't need anybody in my life. And that's fine. If you don't think you need anybody, you don't need anybody. And they'll say, you know, my dog is all the companionship I need. Another reason is like poor health. A lot of these guys that let their health, you know, slip, you know, when they're not in a relationship, they're not married, they're not looking, they're not going to the gym, they're not taking care of themselves, they're kind of eating what they want, putting on weight. Some of them have diabetes. A lot of them are overweight. And so, you know, for these reasons, you know, they just aren't healthy enough to even have an active, you know, sex life or dating life or social life, even because you're kind of stuck at home. And then another thing is like, especially if they haven't dated in 25 or 30 years, they just have low self-esteem, no confidence at all. They have no confidence when it comes to a woman or approaching somebody. They may know somebody that at work or somebody at a club that they go to, and she's been friendly to them, but they just don't really know how to approach her and what to say to take it to the next step, you know, whether that's going out or whatever it is. They just don't know what to do. And when they find,
wow, he's just hitting every point succinctly. It's like not much else needs to be said. He's going through basically, these are exactly all the reasons, same ones that I've heard, of why older men choose to stay single. Like, this is the highlights of every single variation of these problems that I've heard.
Find themselves alone with someone or in a conversation where it's just the two of them, say they're at a party or a bar or whatever, and it's just the two of them.
And by the way, these are the real men that are, you know, quoted as going their own way. You as a young man, like I've said this before on the channel many times, there's guys that are like 17 years old and they'll think they're going their own way. 19 years old, 20 years old, because they can't get a date or women don't look at them. They're too young, or they get just no interest in general. They're like, well, I'll choose to go my own way. It's not a choice at that point. A majority of the men he's speaking about were already in relationships, most likely already have kids, were probably already married, have done the whole shebang, now they're divorced and they just don't want to deal with any of that. And they choose to stay single because of all the problems that he's talking about. You are not the same at 18 years old. It's not a choice for you. You're involuntarily alone. You didn't go your own way. Your path was chosen already. Because you're not succeeding. Because if we put women in front of you that were interested in you, you would say, yes, you're a little horn toad. We'd all been 18 before. We understand what it's like, how you feel. You wish you had a woman. You just can't get one because you're too young. You have no job. You make no money. You got no status in society. You have no experience, no maturity. You can't offer a woman anything. And they're so picky today, especially with the advent of social media and dating apps and so many options, that you get passed over for the guy that's like 30, has everything put together, and you can facilitate a dream, or just older dudes in general that are very successful in life. So there's a huge difference between real guys going their own way versus the young guys that involuntarily are forced to go it alone. There's a big difference.
Of them, they at least got to carry on a conversation. It's like they don't know what to say, you know, and they start talking about their truck or hunting or, you know, a job that they used to have 20 years ago, and they just bore the hell out of her. And so they lose her that way too. And so a lot of these guys are just, you know, they're just plain rusty when it comes to social interaction. And that can be fixed too. You can always, you know, get back on the horse and start talking to people. And eventually, you know, you'll get used to interacting with women, and things will get better. But, you know, social anxiety is a big part of it. You know, that when they just lose their confidence, and it's not just with women, it's with men too. They just aren't comfortable talking to strangers anymore. They kind of keep within themselves, withdrawing to themselves. They have no confidence in who they are, especially if they're not working anymore and their whole identity was their job, and they don't have a job anymore. They don't have a career. They may have money, but they just don't have any identity. And because of that, they just don't know how to interact with other people. And so some of these guys, they do end up coming here for, those guys come for financial reasons. That's kind of like why I came here, financial reasons. I never thought I'd ever date again. Wasn't even on my mind. Was, you know, I was here to survive. And I meet guys all the time that came over here, same as me, and they're doing it for financial reasons. They can have a little bit nicer house here, nicer apartment, and they can afford a little better lifestyle in the Philippines. And plus, they're bored back home anyway. So they come over here, and it all works out for them. And, you know, they start settling in, and they make a few friends. And then they realize that all these other guys that are the same age as them, and some of them, you know, are not as attractive as they are, not as in good a shape as they are, and
have
don't
women.
Have the financial means that even they have. But they've got these, you know, lovely wives and girlfriends. And so they start thinking, well, you know, gee, if John over there can have that nice girlfriend and he's happy and everything, maybe I could do that too. And they start changing their mindset. They start thinking, well, maybe it is a possibility. That's kind of what happened to me. I just, you know, I'd given up on it totally. I was just trying to survive. And then once I was able to survive here and I was making enough money to.
So that's the key right there. See, in the United States, you're surviving. If you're a pensioner, retired, or on a 401k, whatever it is, you're barely making it, scraping by. Dating is expensive, young and old. The women aren't actually what you're looking for. Like he was saying, overweight or just too aggressive and whatever. Just you're not attracted to them for a multitude of reasons. When you go overseas and the power of the dollar allows you to live a comfortable life where you have excess in a safe society, you begin to start living again. Living again means sharing your life with somebody that you may consider your girlfriend or a prospect of a wife. That's why so many dudes that go there, even if they swear off completely, like he's saying, will end up with a woman on their arms, because I get to live for the first time in a long time. I have money that I could spend, excess. Everything is so cheap. I'm not really worried about bills. My check comes in straight from the government every month. Everything's good, especially when you're surrounded by other expats that are doing the same, especially when you see that you may be better looking, or you're making way more on your pension than that other guy is, and you're better off. And exactly, the comparison thing happens. Well, if he can, why not me? And everyone eventually does. So going your own way, I think for men, is heavily dependent on what pond you're fishing in. Because it seems like going your own way is heavily dependent on which pasture you're landing in. Some guys say they're going their own way because it's a barren wasteland with tumbleweeds and wind blowing, kicking up dust devils and shit. And then you go to a place like the Philippines and you're in a lush green jungle with flowing waterfalls and crystal clear streams, fruit trees everywhere. And it's like, yeah, go your own way there. How? It's so abundant here. It's so relaxing here. It's paradise here. So a lot of the reason why men are going their own way is because they're in a toxic environment. They'd rather not deal with it at all.
To, you know, pay my rent, pay my bills, and have a little bit left over to actually go out with a couple friends and, you know, have a couple drinks and go to a party every once in a while and meet some new people.
Yeah.
And then slowly I decided to go on a couple of dates and, you know, one thing led to another. Now I'm happily married with a baby.
Hey,
there you go. The farthest thing from my mind. I never, ever thought that would happen. But I was the same way with, you know, as a lot of these guys, I felt the same way. It wasn't I had anything against women. I didn't. I just said, you know, I'd been there, done that, had lots of girlfriends, been single, been married, and was just fine surviving. I had my little apartment over here, and I liked my little apartment, and, you know, I could kind of do what I wanted. And I had my Cambly where I was teaching English online, and then I started my YouTube channel, and everything was fine. I didn't have a void. I didn't feel like I had this void in my life that I needed a relationship. And once I started dating, you know, it was just, you know, a few different women, and most of them didn't work out for various reasons. Nothing really wrong with them, just not the right person. And I was about ready to give up on the whole thing all over again, you know, and just say, you know, let's just go back to being single. It's fine. And I don't want to waste the money anyway. And then I met Jen, and the rest is history. But so it's just, you know, kind of a video for you guys out there that are saying that, telling me that, you know, I don't want to date anymore. I don't want a relationship. I don't need a relationship. And there's nothing wrong with that. But you might want to think, like, what's your life going to be like? Say you make it to 85 or 90 years old, whether you stay in America, Australia, England, wherever you're from, or you come here, it doesn't matter. And you're totally alone. I mean, totally alone. And, you know, you may need somebody to help you, you know, take your medication, do your shopping, take care of your house, or you just may start, you know, if you don't have the mobility where you can't go driving anymore, and so you're kind of stuck at home.
That's real. I hope the young guys are listening to this that are trying to swear off dating and you haven't even gotten your feet wet yet, that life is a very lonely, lonely existence when you're 75, 85, whatever it is, how many years you're blessed to have, and you're struggling to forget, you know, to take your medication because you don't know where you put it. You got Alzheimer's coming down. Your bones, they're brittle and they're aching. You can hardly get out of bed. Driving a car, forget about it. You can hardly see. You know, life will get exponentially harder towards the end. And not having somebody is a death wish. This simply isn't just about you're in an empowered position where you don't need women. That's bullshit feminist propaganda that's pushed men and women apart in the West. It's a societal level shit test designed so that you end in the most horrendous way possible. You will die lonely and slowly, and that's what they want for you. So avoid that at all costs. If you're one of these guys in a barren wasteland where everywhere you look around you is just tumbleweeds and garbage and toxicity, I understand. Hold off from investing any time in dating. Build yourself up. That's why I say work hard in your 20s, play in your 30s. Build your business, build your career, build some name recognition, have some passive income and some online remote income, something coming in, build and then escape. Find your woman if you need to go overseas. If these old cats are able to do it, imagine what you could do at 30, 40, whatever it is when you decide to awaken and understand that, you know, 75, 80, 85, man, life in totality, although seems long, it's a very short trip and it's going to be hell when you're by yourself. You do not want to get abused in an old person's home by yourself where they are sucking your pension or everything that you've worked for. They automatically get your entire check and the caretakers don't care about you. They beat you, they abuse you, and you end up dying just a year after checking in there like so many do because you don't have a woman to take care of you. Someone that actually cares about you, kids that care about you. It's lonely, guys. Be very careful digging your heels in some of these positions and saying, never will I ever.
It's nice to have somebody there to share your life with, you know, to watch TV with, to play cards with, to talk to, you know, whatever. And, you know, that's what a lot of guys find here. They have someone that's, you know, a bit younger than them, and it kind of fills, you know, a void that they didn't even know they had.
Yeah, well put. And the comments are interesting in this video. It's you can see the bitterness come through. Why are older men staying single? Women. And then this one says, I'm 63, divorced for several years. The divorce was costly and took many years to be where I am today. I'm totally self-sufficient and very content being single. I see most women as huge liabilities. I say most. I'm sure there are good women out there, but the risks are way too high. I was lucky. I was younger. For older men, rebuilding wealth may not be an option. Stay single. This guy says, if it flies, floats, or fornicates, it's cheaper to rent than to buy. Says, why would a mature man want to play a traditional role in a relationship when it took them a lifetime to gather what they had to have half of it ripped away by a woman who spent her life with other men. Again, I think divorce in the Philippines is illegal, so that doesn't apply. But men are projecting in the comment section exactly what happened to them or men that they know. I'm staying single in the Philippines. Don't need to raise a single mom's kid from another man. Again, projecting. No one talked about a single mother when you're going to the Philippines. Don't need to rescue a Filipina from being poor. Don't need to care for her family. That's why no one's. These comments I find so interesting because these guys are projecting their deepest insecurities out. Not a single word was uttered about coming here and taking care of some poor girl's family or getting with a single mother and taking care of her kids. It's about finding a woman that's right for you, period. End of story. If you so decide to, it is doable there. That's all this guy was saying. The first 50 years were a blur. Now I'm comfortable in my peace and quiet. This guy says, I wouldn't get married again in the West because you find out it's really a contract with the state during divorce. That cost me half of everything, including my 401k. Loss of majority custody of kids plus about 30% of my income for the next decade, all because she was unhappy living in a 3,800 square foot home with a 3-car garage on a golf course. Not going to happen again. So yeah, a lot of these men have real world experiences. See, this is guys going their own way because of the pain of divorce, because the state enforcing a lopsided contract, because all the things that we talk about in this channel alone, where we say never, ever get married in the West for this exact reason, period. It's never worth it. So I says, yeah, I would never even talk to a woman in America. In my 50s, my divorce recently wiped me out, lost my house, car, savings for the most part. Can't imagine dating, let alone marrying again. The financial aspect gives me no choice but to remain on my own. No friends and all my family is dead. Didn't think I'd be struggling like this. Wish I never invested in my dead marriage. I would be much better to women. I would be in a much to better women will try to take you for your last penny. Swearing they care. I don't know what he wrote here at the end. All right, anyways, when you're older and have a few million to lose, dating is the best approach. It's cheaper in the long term. Look at this. After two divorces in the USA, I met a beautiful Latina online and moved to Mexico 12 years ago. She is a great wife, companion, and lover. Living my best life here. There you go. And look, another one just for you guys to wrap it around your minds permanently. Most older men have already been through the completely unbalanced hell called marriage and the meat grinder of divorce. Now a good beer, a good dog, and a small, easily handled fishing boat is all you need. And my man is right here fishing. Nobody 2012. Look at him. Look at him. Give me this picture. That's a big boy he caught there too. Congratulations. So yeah, let me know what you guys think in the comments below. I'm mostly in agreement with this guy. I think where you decide to fish is the most important. Clearly, it's completely toxic to get married in the West. It's absolutely not worth it. All the stories tell you exactly why. Eat at your own risk and roll the dice if you're a crazy man. Otherwise, go overseas 10 times better. Better quality, better laws, better life, better people, better everything, honestly. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure you follow on the second channel as well. I post stuff about Bucharest. Appreciate everybody that's been doing consults, joining the private community, hanging out with us on calls. All links are in the description below. And I'm curious for some guys to share their thoughts on this episode, the older dudes especially, and some of the young guys too. By the way, if you consider yourself going your own way and you're a young guy that's never even dated or maybe dated only a few women, or you have just very limited experience, why you consider yourself going your own way as opposed to the way I framed it compared to the older guys that I've already been through the ringer. Just an interesting conversation. So see you guys on the next one. Take care, everybody.